What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
On today's Wine About It Thursday Therapy, we've got Greg Hardin, and he has a book out called Stay Sane in an Insane World, How to Control the Controllables and Thrive. He actually has a foreword by Tom Brady. Greg Hardin is a peak performance coach. He's a motivational speaker. He has worked with seven-time Super Bowl champion quarterback Tom Brady. He's also worked with Heisman Trophy winner and Super Bowl MVP Desmond Howard, and 23-time Olympic gold medalist Michael Phelps. He's spent over 30 years building them at the University of Michigan, including 400 future professional athletes, 50 NFL first-round draft picks, and 120 Olympians from over 20 countries. And he's gained national recognition when 60 Minutes Sports profiled him as Michigan's secret weapon. Let's get him on and hear all about how to stay sane in an insane world. Hey, Greg. How are you?
Life is good.
Yeah, it looks good. So I was reading your bio and I got really excited because I'm from Michigan.
Yes, you are. Detroit, Michigan.
Yes, right? I am. I mean, I say Detroit when I'm like, you know, I'm like, yeah, I'm from Detroit. But like, really, my street cred is not that cool. I was born in that area, but I was raised like 45 minutes northeast of Detroit.
Yeah, understood.
But I'm still like, yeah, no, I'm from Detroit. Because I just,
yes, ma'am.
I have a very, like I even got mad at, I remember Madonna said something really negative about Michigan. And I just have such a love for my home state. I have a love for Detroit. I have a love for just, you know, the where I went to school. And I just think Michigan is just beautiful all around. And even Detroit, like what they've been able to do and rebuild. And I just am like, I am the biggest, like, I love my like home state and the cities that fall in it.
Well, I tell you what, I'm excited to meet you. Your range is crazy. She does what? And a producer? Don't forget the producer.
Listen, we hustle from Detroit. You know what I mean? So like we're bred that way. It's like, all right, you got to hustle. And that's just like, yeah, that's been my thing. But you're not from Michigan though, are you?
I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
You are from Detroit. Oh my God, I love it. And are you still working at U of M?
I am. You know, you finish the way you start. Mm-hmm. That was a client of mine 100 years ago. And now they're a client again where I'm advising the athletic director and a couple of other folks. But I retired from the university in 2020.
Okay.
And talk about picking a perfect time to get away from a crowd.
Sure. Yeah.
And so now I just do consulting and I work only with people I like. And so I'm in a fool's paradise.
Who are the people that you like? Like if you could put them in like a room together, like who would be those people?
people like a few hockey players that I work with, a couple of NBA players, some lawyers, some attorneys. I'm working with a financial guru wizard in New York. But there are people who I absolutely love and like and appreciate, and they understand what I'm trying to give them is more than, you know, success.
Mm-hmm. So what do you give them then? Like, what is your, first of all, like the qualities that they have that you like in them, and then what are you giving them?
Oh, good question. When we talk about, look at this. What's the difference? You've worked with all these high performance individuals. What's the difference between a Tom Brady, a Michael Phelps, a Desmond Howard, Charles Woodson, and the list goes on? And you have to share with them. They're not only hungry, they're humble.
Mm.
So the people I work with, they have the ability to surrender their ego. Mm. They have the ability to be coachable. That's what the secret, the real secret sauce is. Are you coachable? It doesn't matter how good I, Kramer. It don't matter how good we are, right? It doesn't matter how good I am. If the people don't receive it, if they don't want it, if they don't hunger for it, if they aren't passionate about being the best, I can't help them.
Mm-hmm. What do you see as the biggest mental block for the people that, like, they want to be, like, they want to be the best at it, but, like, there is, like, what mental block do you think holds people back from going to that next step?
Being human. See, what happens is that no matter how we cut it, no matter who you are, you're going to turn into a human being over and over and over again. And what happens is that they have the same problems, issues, trials, and tribulations that the rest of us go through. To sit up and think that, well, you know, JK, she's a superstar. JK is a human being. Mm-hmm. Trying to stay sane in an insane world, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So some of us struggle mightily just with self-acceptance, mm-hmm, and self-love. Mm-hmm. And that's, if you want to know the secret, that's not a secret. Self-love and self-acceptance. You know people who are some of the best friends you've ever had in your life. Treat you superior. You love the way that sort of attention, affection, the approval and effect and acceptance they give you is spectacular. Mm-hmm. But how they treat themselves saddens you.
Mm-hmm.
So the blocks are how people talk to themselves, how they treat themselves, how they are looking outside of themselves for acceptance and approval.
Yeah. I would say that, I mean, that's 100%, because whenever I kind of think back, I'm like, all right, what was the problem there? I always go back to, I put myself either in the box or I'm listening to old beliefs that maybe someone else said to me and that I believed as my own belief, but it was never really mine to like hold. And I think those have been the hardest ones to like unbreak.
That's excellent. I mean, think about it. You can't let a 12-year-old run your life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That 12-year-old remembers what they said about me and how I, my nose. You got an 8-year-old in your head talking about your nose too big. No, you have to let go of yesterday's baggage. Not being able to let go of yesterday.
Mm.
Not understanding that yesterday, wow, it's a canceled check.
Mm.
It's history. Tomorrow and future tripping is like a promissory note. It's a mystery. But what we have on hand, the here and now, being able to stay in the here and now is a secret to advancing and staying focused.
That's so true. I love that check. Yeah, you can't use a check yesterday. Oh my God, I love that saying. Like that's so good. It's just so hard though, because I come from a very, how do I say this? Like I have to, like everything's on my shoulders, right? So it's hard for me to not control things because I'm like, I have to run the ship. I have to do it. And so when I don't know something that's going to happen, it's like this, I get this weird anxious feeling and it's hard for me just to be sane, especially in today's world, like, you know, just with everything going on and then all the pieces and the moving pieces. And then like, all right, well, is this career opportunity going to go through, or is this idea going to fail, or is this going to go through like forward? And it's like, I can't control really any of it. I can just do my part of it. But then I'm like, but then when it doesn't work out, then I go to, well, then I fail. Like, I just go straight to like inner I failed. And then that's where I'm like, what could I have done better? How could I have controlled it better? And I think that's like my problem. So help.
Are you ready?
Just do it.
What we need to be clear about is that you're a control freak. Mm-hmm. I'm one of the best I've ever met. But I had to learn over and over and over. I can only control me. Mm-hmm. I can't control so many aspects of my life and what's going on around me and what other people think and what they decide. But listen carefully. How I feel about me is not based on any of that. Mm-hmm. My self-esteem mm-hmm. and my self-worth must not be based on external forces, things around me, money, power, success, achievements. That's nice, but how I feel about me? If I fail, I hate failing, but I ain't gonna stop liking myself because
right.
I'm not gonna beat myself up. Because it doesn't work. It's ineffective. So yeah. Once you get it as simple, see, because you've heard us all, you know, beating yourself up, that worrying doesn't work. I'm telling you, it's ineffective. Mm-hmm. Let's be clear. And it's a habit and a pattern. So you know secretly in your head, that pattern has to be changed. Mm-hmm. And what we teach people to do is begin to become so sophisticated in becoming the world's greatest expert on you, that you just begin to see what works and what doesn't work. What habits do I have that are building me up? What habits do I have that are tearing me down? Mm-hmm. What relationships are building me up and what relationships are draining me? Do I have psychic vampires in my life? You've got to be so sophisticated that you don't just examine relationships when you're mad and upset and when it's falling apart. You periodically review mm-hmm. what's working, what's not working. How are these people treating themselves? How are they treating me? But you'll have a vision of what you really want to do, and you have this idea. And sometimes it's going to work. And sometimes it's not going to work, but you will never stop. You have never stopped. And so you anticipate anxiety. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
I need you to be so clear that excitement and anxiety have some very similar characteristics. Heart racing, mm-hmm. sweating, you know, breathing impaired. There are moments, think about this. We just met, 7 minutes ago?
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yeah.
I guarantee you there's some moments in your life, some of the most amazing adventures you've ever been on, some of the most stupendous, spectacular moments in your life, you're about to crap your pants before they
Oh, for sure. For sure.
And so what we have to begin to understand is it makes sense to be anxious. Mm-hmm. It makes sense to be able to be so clear about anxiety that's going to show up that you predict it, you manage it, and you turn anxiety into excitement. Mm. You turn fear into passion.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to come if you're human.
Sure.
And so here's the piece. Sometimes you're worried because fear and self-doubt attack. Fear and self-doubt is the greatest enemy you have ever faced in your life. And you face some enemies. Mm-hmm. But the fear inside, the self-doubt, I mean, the competition is between the ears. The greatest contest, the greatest challenge in your life is, can you master your own mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we teach in that book.
What in your life have you had the hardest time kind of picking yourself up from? Because obviously, you know, you're incredible with your words and your energy and, you know, you motivate other people and to succeed to their fullest. Like, where do you kind of look at yourself and go, okay, this piece is hard for me? I know you mentioned the control piece, but like, is there something else that's under there that's like, if you're having a moment, you know?
I'm a professional helper, mm-hmm. right? I help people. Mm-hmm. And I tell people, if you can't, you know, look, find out what you don't like in yourself, and if you don't like it, change. And if you can't do it by yourself, ask for help. Mm-hmm. One of the toughest things for me to do in life is ask for help. Mm-hmm. I tell you, this is how I was raised. My father and mother were from Georgia. And it came from Georgia to Detroit, worked in the big three, uh-huh. Ford, Chrysler. Yeah.
Yep. GM was my family.
I remember so clearly. I'm about 8, 9 years old, and I run out into the yard, and my father's in the garage doing something. I say, hey, can I help? My father looks at me and say, boy, let me tell you something. If you see me in a bear fight, help the bear. JK, what is he telling me? You don't need help. A man don't need help. There's nothing, you do it yourself. And so I was programmed at a tender young age mm-hmm. not to ask for help. The society tells men not to ask for help. And if you want to be a successful, powerful woman, don't ask for help. Mm-hmm. Go do it yourself. One of the biggest challenges for me is to let go of that whole idea that I can figure it all out. I can figure it out by myself. And to ask for advice, to ask for help, you have to turn it into an art form and see it as a strength instead of a weakness. Mm-hmm.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
You wake up with a sore throat and a low grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work. Hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Well, I feel like every good mentor has a mentor, you know, like you learn from the people, you know, in front of you and that have walked it too. So, or that are walking it. So that's why I think, you know, I love that everybody is human and everyone has their emotions and feelings. So it's like, I always love to kind of dig under, you know, the mentor's hood to go, all right, who, what do you lean on when you have those moments? And, you know, obviously, cause it's like you, again, you are so powerful in your own right and you give so much, you know, and help so many people. So that's got to be, you have to have a place to land too.
Yeah. And I've had people, special people, mm-hmm. but I'm going to tell you, I got married and this is how it came to be. The woman I was dealing with, my wife, Shalia M. Harden, we're just kicking it, you know. And we both were clear with it. Nah, we're not looking to do anything other than, you know, have people in our lives that are meaningful and have and are coherent and capable of making good decisions. Okay. One day she looks at me and she says, and this is in the beginning, she says, I've been watching you. Mm. And you're there for everybody. She says, who's there for you? Yeah. This woman looks at me and says, look, whether this works out or not, I got you.
Wow.
Come on.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, she shifts from being somebody I'm dating.
Sure.
To somebody that I have to take this person seriously mm-hmm. because they see a need for everyone mm-hmm. to have someone to lean on, to trust, to believe in. You know, and so she made it crystal clear that she had my back and I desperately needed it and wasn't even aware of how much I needed it until she looks me dead in the eye and say, I got you.
Oh, that's so sweet. I love that. I'm going to call my fiance up right now and be like, I got you, babe. I got you.
He'll be overwhelmed.
Yeah. Men feel like they have to handle, take care of everything.
And sometimes they're thinking that, you know, you don't have time for them and don't want to be bothered because you are like, well, I'm a singer and I'm an actress. I'm a producer. I'm a mom. I'm a shaker and a mover and my podcast, everything and people. And I've got all the, no, but I got time for you. Mm-hmm. That's what you're going to tell me.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. So in your book, okay. So you talk about stop being afraid of being afraid. You control the controllables, which
yes.
Love that. Commit, improve, and maintain, because I love that as well. You basically, in that one, you say learn to build better habits. Making small improvements every day is a secret to a completely transformed life. Because isn't it like, I read a quote one time, it said 2 degrees of you know, a kind of redirection is like the start of everything. Like you just 2 degrees.
Look, if you improve by 1% every day,
mm-hmm.
think about it. if you just try to improve, because you know, all this overwhelming notion of that I've got to be, well, how do you get there? One step at a time, by an inch is a cinch.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And once you commit to being, keeping it that simple and trusting, see, but you've got to factor in that trust. You've got to trust and believe without question or pause that you're doing the best that you can with what you've got and that you're going to give everything you've got. Now, this is hard, win, lose, or draw. When I say give 100%, 100% of the time, and people hear me say win, they get it. But when I say win, lose, or draw, they get confused.
I get the losing part because for me, I look at a loss as a lesson.
Yes. It's crucial.
But the other one, though, that's where I'm stuck.
Look, some things are going to work, and they're going to work fabulously. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's going to be, it almost worked. It's parts of it worked, boom, boom, boom. So even if it's like it never reached what the dream sequence and where you wanted it to go, did it improve? Yes. Is it better than what it was when I got it? Did I make it a little bit better? Yes, you did. Mm-hmm. And I love what you just said. I mean, there are lessons in losing. So if you're afraid to fail, you're afraid to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
You wake up with a sore throat and a low grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Kova's, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. The controlling, though, that the other piece that you said about controlling the controllables, help me with that one. Like, give me something with that. That's the tip in the book for that.
I mean, just think about it. Imagine you're talking to Tom Brady, since he wrote the foreword in the book, and I'm grateful forever for his reinforcement and encouragement. Imagine a 19-year-old Tom Brady, not a superstar, not the GOAT, not the people that people love or hate, but just a kid who's trying to figure out his next move. And he's trying to make his next move his best move. And he's thinking about leaving. He's thinking about changing the venue that he's in. And he says, I don't think the coaches like me. I don't think the coaches believe in me. I want to be the starter. And I have to tell him, son, you came into my office because you saw what I did with Desmond Howard and some other folks. And I need you to be real clear. I can't get you to be the starter, the starting quarterback at this school. But I can get you to believe without questioning or pause that if anyone's qualified to do it, it's you. And what I'm asking you to do is understand you can't control. How old is your coach? Oh, 40, 55 years old. I say, what's the likelihood of your coach changing? Zero. So what can you change? I can change how I react, how I respond. You can control what? Myself. I can't control how everybody else is operating. I can't control how the coach, what the coaches are thinking. What I can control is that they'll never question my commitment. They'll always see me give 100%, 100% of the time, win, lose, or draw. If they don't start me and I don't fall apart, I'm sending you a message. You can't break me. Eleanor Roosevelt says, no one can make you feel inferior without your permission. So I control how I see me. I control how I feel about me. It takes us back to my self-worth and self-esteem is not based on what anyone else thinks. I'm in control of at least one thing in my life, and that's my mind. That's my heart. You can't measure my heart. You can't measure my mind.
Amen. Did you also give Tom dating advice too, or was it just for his sports playing? He's like, date a model.
This book is not about me. It's not about Tom Brady. Yeah. It's not about the superstars. It's about human beings trying to get the absolute most out of themselves. And everyone's running around now talking about, I want to be the best version of myself. How do you do that? By becoming the world's greatest expert on you. By becoming your own best friend. You've got friends that are amazing. I need you to be the best friend you have.
I mean, yes. And there's something where when I hear you talking, I'm like, oh, I have a mental block with that piece when with one of my aspects of work is when I'm auditioning for a show and I get the breakdown, I immediately go, I'm not right for this. I immediately say I am not right for it, and I essentially take my name off the list. But I still audition, but I sit there and I'm like, I'm not giving it probably my all because I've already written myself off that I can't do it. And then the second piece is like, well, why am I doing this? And then it makes me want to cry because I'm like, if I just believed in myself that I could do it, but then I'm like, well, why do I not believe that I can't do it? Because I can do it. And then I just have this like mental warfare with myself. And then I'm in my mind, I'm like, well, I'm just going to show my agents and, you know, managers that I still want to put things on self-tape and make them happy. So I'm just going to send in this mediocre freaking tape that's really not as good as it should be. And I know that, but I'm going to send it in anyways. Help me.
Help a sister out.
Help me, please. Help a girl from Detroit out.
Think about it. Let's look at, there are a lot of reasons you do it. Now it's a habit. Mm-hmm. It's what you do.
I've been doing it for at least 5 years, like saying I can't do it. Since I lost a really big role, it kind of just shot me. And I was like, man, I can't do it. I'm not going to do it.
So, which is also a way that you protect your ego by anticipating, well, I'm not going to get it anyway. So if it doesn't work, I'm okay. No, this is where we're going to go. We're going to go to a space where I'm going to give you the best I've got. Win, lose, or draw. That means even if you don't like me, I like myself so much, fool, and nothing you can do. And I'm going to give you all I've got. And what you have to be willing to do is catch yourself when that thought shows up. That thought is predictable now, therefore manageable. Mm. You know that's a pattern. You know that's your self-talk, negative self-talk. It's predictable. So now instead of saying, you know, well, I'm not good enough for this. And you say, oh, you catch yourself. I'm doing it again. Oh, and instead of being mad, you laugh. You say, oh, I'm doing this crap again. I told myself I'm going to catch myself next time. And I did. And I refuse and I reject. And I'm going to take it to the next thought. Not only did I automatically think, well, I'm not good enough for this part. I can't do this. I caught myself and I laughed because it's a pattern and it's a habit and it's BS. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm just simply trying to protect my ego. I'm going to walk in here and I'm going to kick butt and I'm going to take names. And them fools, if they don't hire me, they stupid. And I don't want to work with stupid people.
Oh, I'm channeling and all of it. Okay. I'm just going to like... My next audition, when this baby comes out, I'm gonna channel all of it. I'm gonna re-listen to this episode, and then I'm gonna read your book, Stay Sane in an Insane World, and I'm gonna get the part, and then I'm gonna call you up and be like, "We did it!
Look,
we did it!
You are primed." I mean, think about this podcast. What's the name of your podcast? Chill out. You know, right. Calm yourself down. But sometimes you're a great teacher. But you don't listen to your own lessons. Mm-hmm. Just listen to yourself. Trust yourself. Trust the instincts that say, you know, I'm in this business because I love it. And I love doing it. And I'm going to keep loving it. And you don't let anyone turn that off. You got into this for a reason, not so that you could sit up and ponder, am I good enough? That's the child. Oh, my God. Don't tell nobody I told you this. That's the 12, 13-year-old running your life again. Mm-hmm. I need you to, you ready for, this is your session. I need you to convince the 12, 13-year-old that you love her. Mm-hmm. Win, lose, or draw. No matter what happens, you've got to convince her that if it doesn't work out, you're not going to dog her. You're not going to beat her up. You're going to say, hey, with or without this part, you never have to worry about me loving me. Mm-hmm. That's all we want from you. For you to tap into that whole notion in the book that says the mission is to prioritize self-love and self-acceptance. You're one of the best friends anyone could have. But you're suspect when it comes to you.
Yeah. Greg, I could talk to you all day. I love you. I want everyone to get your book, Stay Sane in an Insane World, How to Control the Controllables and Thrive. Thank you so much for coming on Wind Down. And I hope to run into you in Detroit when I see you.
Make it so.
Okay. I would love that so much. It's so good to see you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity to hang out with you.
It was all my pleasure. Thank you so much. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.